Sarah Nyanti, the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, says instead of seeing aid workers as lifesavers, some South Sudanese have attacked them.
Since 2013, we have had 134 deaths of humanitarian workers in South Sudan. 134. Those 134 people were mostly fathers, almost all of them are men, who left behind widows and children, and most of them South Sudanese.
Speaking to journalists on Thursday, Nyandi said five aid workers, all of them South Sudanese, have been killed so far this year. She calls on the government to provide security to keep aid workers from harm so they can deliver humanitarian services to needy people.
It's government's responsibility to provide safety and security for all South Sudanese, for all foreigners, and for all people within the borders of South Sudan. We are speaking with government. In all fairness to government, we have raised this issue. We have raised the need to government in terms of security. We continue to dialogue with government on this, but we also need for government to really start to hold people accountable. If we do, it will be a deterrent, and others will stop killing as they have been doing.
Major General Luray Kong, a spokesperson for the South Sudan's People's Defense Forces, says some parts of the country are not under government control. He says the army is willing to escort humanitarian workers in risky parts of the country when they ask for it.
You know, most of these UN agencies, they move on their own, even in very risky areas. The country is at war. We have many non-state actors. We have a lot of rebels. We have a lot of armed civilians. If UN want us to give them extra protection where they are not feeling safe, they should be coming to the nearest SSPDF garrison to ask for an escort.
Kong also urges armed groups to ensure the safety of aid workers.
The rules of engagement are very clear. Okay, everyone knows that if you are an armed group, you are not supposed to attack non-military targets. You are not supposed to attack civilians. So those who are carrying out illegal acts, where we find them, we would hold them accountable.
Between January and July this year, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says 232 incidents attacks on humanitarian workers were reported. The Greater Jonglei region had 50 attacks, the highest number. UN OCHA says there were 111 violence attacks against staff and assets, as well as 39 cases of access obstructions. Nyandi says 8.9 million people in South Sudan need humanitarian assistance, and aid workers are doing their best to provide services.
Whether there's funding or not, they are out there. They are in the field. They are in IDP camps. They are in host communities. They are across this country trying to intervene in the lives of those who are losing hope, who feel that there's nothing else that they can look to besides a humanitarian worker to help them. Unfortunately, these same people are killed. These same people are attacked.
Authorities have promised to investigate the incidents, which have been blamed on unknown assailants, but no one has been brought to justice so far. World Humanitarian Day is marked every August 19th to honor aid workers across the world and to pay tribute to those who have died or been injured doing their jobs. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.